everybody was concerned about the situation with the post office.
Changes are being pondered at the Skagway Post Office and tracking down Sam Goldstein. It's KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. When Senator Lisa Murkowski visited Skagway in May, she heard a slew of complaints about the Postal Service. Residents said the post office was understaffed, causing lengthy mail delays.
I was really quite floored at the level of concern from people across the community there. I don't care whether you were a banker or a fisherman or a teacher, everybody was concerned about the situation with the post office.
The senator detailed the complaints in a letter to the U.S. Postmaster General. In late June, Alaska postal officials visited Skagway, and since then, Murkowski said she's been assured some changes are being made to postal operations.
I think it was recognized that the demand in Skagway during the summer months with all the cruise traffic is far more than one person can bear, and we need to have reliable customer service there.
U.S. District Manager for Alaska Ron Haberman would not talk to reporters when he was in Skagway on June 28th. But U.S. Postal Service spokesman Ernie Swanson said Haberman met with Skagway officials, leaders, and residents when he was in town. He said the Postal Service has had no luck in recruiting a local resident to fill the second full-time position at the Skagway Post Office, nor has there been any interest from other career postal employees from elsewhere in the country. Swanson said the district is continuing to rotate temporary clerks from Juneau into the Skagway office to help out. He also said there has been no delay in mail service since the end of May. At least one local resident questions that claim. Tim Cochran said he has seen dramatic improvements in service at the post office in the last month, but he believes understaffing is still affecting mail delivery at times. He said the lack of staff to help the postmaster still creates long lines, especially on busy cruise ship days. And, he said, borrowing staff from Juneau only costs more money because they require housing and per diems when they stay in Skagway. But Murkowski said Wednesday she was told more changes are still coming to the Skagway post office. She said after his recent visit, Haberman told the senator a local business is interested in creating a private village postal office branch in one of the local stores. Such an effort could help decrease long lines and counter traffic at the post office. The senator said she was told Postal Service is ramping up recruitment efforts in the state and nationwide to fill the second Skagway position permanently. And she said she was told a webcam will be installed at the post office to monitor customer traffic and interactions. Murkowski said she'd like to continue to hear from Skagway residents about if changes are helping.
We would not have been able to do this were it not for the very clear expressions from the people of Skagway. So I appreciate that, but I don't think we assume that it is resolved. I'd appreciate greater feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. So if people are happy, that'd be great to hear. If there are still issues, that is necessary to hear.
Skagway residents can email Murkowski at skagway@murkowski.senate.gov.
The Skagway Borough Assembly will hold a regularly scheduled meeting Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. Assemblyman Mike Korsmo recently attended a conference regarding an Environmental Protection Agency's Emission Control Area Rule and has prepared a resolution that objects to the August 1st implementation. As stated in the resolution, the new standards would require 1% fuel sulfur content along the North American West Coast and out to 200 miles offshore. And by 2015, the rule would require 0.1% fuel sulfur content for the same area. On July 13th, the state of Alaska filed a lawsuit against several federal agencies to challenge the Emission Control Area Rule. The lawsuit aims to block the new regulations from expanding into Alaska, as it could drive up the cost of goods and services. According to the lawsuit, the cost of goods shipped to Alaska could rise up to 8%, and because of the higher cost of fuel, 15% fewer passengers are expected to travel to Alaska via cruise ship, which would reduce state workers' income by $150 million. If the resolution passes, And there is no indication of relief from the EPA that would allow the cruise industry to continue its current level of operations in Alaska. The municipality of Skagway will encourage the state of Alaska to pursue whatever means necessary to delay implementation of the EPA's emission control area rule. Also, under new business, the assembly will vote on an amendment to the Tidelands lease. If passed, the amendment will allow the municipality of Skagway to take back undeveloped tidelands from White Pass and Yukon Route. The undeveloped land, which is underwater near the Skagway ore terminal, could be useful in the construction of the proposed Gateway project and could be built up to potentially include a dock. The Assembly has been discussing this amendment in executive session since February. Again, the Skagway Borough Assembly will discuss this and other topics at the Thursday, July 19th meeting at 7 p.m. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
When Juno construction crews last month unearthed a grave at the site of a school renovation, the city said the gravesite belonged to a Klukwan man named Sam Goldstein. But as you may have heard during Alaska News Nightly, it turns out the grave was not Goldstein's. Even though his headstone was discovered, his body is either still buried near the site or unaccounted for. And that raises the question, just who was Sam Goldstein? It may seem to be an odd name to come from a Tlingit village in the Chilkat Valley, and attempts to trace the lineage of the man brings up some curious insights into native life and settlers in southeast Alaska in the late 1800s. When the grave in Goldstein's headstone was first discovered, crews stopped working and the city called the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. Rosita Worrell is president of the institute and said the city provided them with a birth certificate of Sam Goldstein, which indicated the man was born in Klukwan in 1857. She then tried locating anyone with knowledge of Goldstein.
And we knew he was from Klukwan from his birth certificate. We also knew his mother was from Sitka. We immediately tried to find any relatives that he might have. I sent out an email broadcast to see if anybody knew him. We called up to Klukwan, folks up there finding out if anyone knew of him. We didn't get any response back.
The Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian Genealogy Index of Alaska, created by Kenneth Lee, gives a few other details of the same man. It identifies him as an Alaska Native fisherman. His parents were not named, but his father was from Klukwan and his mother from Sitka. He was married to Maggie Goldstein, but the death certificate says the couple did not have any children. The cause of his death was, quote, supposed to cancer. He died December 29th, 1927 in Douglas, and was buried the next day. Lee's index says the man may have a distant living relative in Prince Rupert, British Columbia. Lee Heinmiller, lifetime Haines resident and director of Alaskan Indian Arts, said there could be some connection to the pioneering Goldstein family of Juneau. Heinmiller said he talked with Klukwan elder Charlie Jimmy Sr. He used to travel to Juneau with his father and uncle in the 1940s and used to visit a Sam Goldstein who was in the fur trade. While it couldn't be the same Sam Goldstein whose headstone was uncovered, it could be that the death certificate was incorrect and Goldstein did have a child, Heinmiller said.
I would guess that Sam Goldstein must have had a child, unless there's another Goldstein there too. But, how many Goldsteins would there have been in the 1850s,
Another possibility, Worrell said, is that Goldstein was given his name by a missionary, and it has no connection to who his family was.
The history was that Native people were given names by different people, by different missionaries who came, and, so a lot of us had, different kinds of names, so.
But Sam Goldstein may have carried on his name from his mother's side. Executive documents from the U.S. Senate in the late 1800s and a 1960s book on Jews in Alaska make reference to a Sam Goldstein who was a merchant in Sitka in the late 1860s. While that is too old to be the Sam Goldstein buried in Juneau, the merchant could be a relation of Goldstein's mother. Worrell said that while the man's lineage cannot be definitively established, his connection to Sitka on his mother's side and life in Klukwan prompted Sea Alaska to hold a small ceremony at the site when it was first discovered. This ceremony, and the ceremony held this week to acknowledge all the possible graves that might be at the site, is a sign of respect to the spirits that remain with the bodies, Worrell said.
We believe that the spirits remain with our human remains. And actually, we believe in kind of a duality of spirits where the spirit will remain with the human remains, but then they'll also go, you know, you've heard the euphemism, someone has walked into the forest. They go into the spirit world. So that's why we're especially feel, you know, very urgent about protecting our burial sites and our human remains.
To find out more on this story and the graves uncovered at the Juneau School site, visit our news page at khns.org to find links to articles and resources used for this story. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer and Haynes with Jim Devereaux in Skagway. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS commentary.